Hello, Jill Healy Quintard from Body and Balance. I'm just going to do a little talk for Global Healing Exchange. Now, I'm traveling at the moment. I'm actually in France right now in our village, which is called Perrette, which is in the south of France. And we've come from Australia, I've always taken elastic with me. Very simple, compact, squash it up, stick it in your bag. I used it on the plane while I was traveling, because Australia is a long way to travel to France. So even if you're not traveling all the way from Australia to France or traveling anywhere, an elastic's quite a handy thing to have for doing a variety of exercises. So because I was in a confined environment on the plane, I did things like this. I put the elastic under my feet and I did some bicep curls. After I'd done my little bit of posture check, breathing in, drawing into my abdominal muscles, getting my core sort of balanced and lifting through my pelvic floor and lengthening out my spine, which is something I do all the time and keep myself feeling tall. And even though I'm not that tall, I'm only 165 centimeters, but lengthening out the body actually helps you to feel taller, crown ahead to the ceiling. Once you start walking around feeling taller, you actually feel you see a lot more things as well instead of looking down. Many people are looking down these days and affecting all sorts of parts of the body. Spine, internal organs, weakens lower back and abdominal muscles. So anyway, I've got my elastic here and I'm just going to do some really basic exercises. I'm going to do a squat with a bicep curl. Now the elastic is under my feet, so I've got quite a little bit of tension there. I breathe out as I lower down and draw into my abdominals slightly. Okay, so I'm protecting my back by doing this as well. So breath in, come back up, breath out, drop into a squat and a bicep curl, and again, breathing in and breath out. Now, at the moment, it's summer in France and it's actually very hot. I have done three of these and I'm already feeling warm. Breath out. So it does heat the body. So if you're in a colder temperature, do a few of those and it'll warm your body up quite quickly. I have this philosophy. If you do 20 of these a day, you're actually working quite a lot of muscles in the body. So when I was living here years ago, I used to do this every single morning. I'd get up and do my 20 squats. So now I think I'm up to about 10. I'm going to do another 11, 12, another 10, 13, breathing out, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Hold it there. Feeling the warmth through the body. Breathing in. Hold, breath out. Drawing into the abdominals slightly. Feeling those quad muscles working. Front of thighs. Feeling my glutes working. My triceps and biceps. I'm going to go into a tricep now and extend back. So those tricep muscles come on in. Breathing in, breath out. And back. For another 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Extend back there and hold. Now lift up for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and up. Now I did that one on the plane. Very simple, doesn't take any room. I actually did it standing near my seat. Now take a breath in. I'm going to do a bit of balance here. I'll bring this up to my hips, waist. And then take the leg to the side. I'm softening my supporting knee and I'm going to work my abductors, these muscles that allow the leg to move away from the body. Okay? And balancing. Now, drawing into the abdominal muscles as I breathe out because I'm going to help myself with balance by switching on my core muscles. Let's have another 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, lower. Drop the arms. So I'm working my shoulders by doing this as well. And again, take a breath in. Come into a balance on the other side. You can soften the supporting knee if you like. And lift for 10. Draw into the abdominals. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and lower. See, already I'm feeling quite a lot of muscles working. Now, breathing in, extend that leg back, okay? And then come on in and then push back for 10, 9, working the glutes, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and lower. Really feeling warm now. Take a breath in, let's extend, and we are doing a balance. If you find this is too strong, you can actually put one hand and hold on to something. Push back for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now that's a little bit of lower workout, working quads, working glutes, and working abductors. Now I'm going to take my arm to the side, just lift it up. Breath out, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shoulders. And then take a breath in and lift. Breath out, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now I'm going to release this underneath my feet. Take a breath in. Okay, so I'm going to stretch this to the side and then lift up over my head. Try not to do this with the back. So lifting up, take it back and then come forward and back. And we're really opening the chest, working the shoulders, and have another five of those. Four, three, two, one. Now, I've been in places where I haven't had an elastic. I've actually used anything I can find, a tie, a belt. It doesn't stretch, of course, but it can still help you with that workout. Okay, another couple of exercises, a little bit of a spine twist with this. Take a breath in, looking around as you breathe out. Twist and back, twist and back, twist and back. See what you can see behind you as you twist, because you're only as young as your spine is flexible. Breath out and back, breath out and back. Four, three, two, one. And for those of you who might have some shoulder issues, work the rotator cuff muscles. Tuck your elbows into the side and stretch the elastic apart. For 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and then hold it there for the count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Quick little workout. You could get down on the floor and do a hamstring stretch too, which I'm going to just add. But if you're on a plane, a little bit more difficult. I have done it seated on a plane. Okay, I'm going to go down on the mat or on the floor. Take the elastic around my right foot. Come on back. Stretch back. Feel that lovely stretch of the hamstring. If you slide out the other leg, you feel that stretch even more. And then take the elastic and open up so you've got adductor inner thigh stretch. Take the leg to the side. Come back up. Take a breath in and stretch to the other side as you breathe out. Come back. Change legs. Stretch the left leg back. Slide out your right leg. Pull back, stretch, hold the elastic in the left hand, right arm to the side, take the leg to the left, and you can do a little bit of left-right brain balancing by turning your head to one side, and then change, turn the head to the other side, and stretch that hip. Come back, and a beautiful stretch. You're swinging back. Let the hips lift off your floor, off your mat for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Knees into the chest and up we come. And lower, stretch. Here we go. Simple, nice little workout. If you've got a chance, try it. Thank you.